October 31, 1900, the Celestial Mother helps Louisa to disarm justice. The most salutary and efficacious medicine in the saddest encounters of life is resignation. As I was in my usual state, I felt myself outside of myself and I found the Queen Mama. As she saw me, she began to speak about justice, and how it is about to clash with all its fury against the people. She said many things about this, but I don't have the words to express them. In the meantime, I could see the whole of heaven filled with points of swords against the world. Then she added, "My daughter, you have disarmed divine justice many times, contenting yourself with receiving its blows upon yourself. Now that you see it at the summit of its fury, do not lose heart, but be courageous. With heart full of holy fortitude, enter into this justice and disarm it. Do not be afraid of the swords, of the fire, or of anything you may encounter. In order to obtain the intent, if you see yourself wounded, beaten, burned, rejected, do not draw back, but rather, let this be a spur for you to move on. See, so that you may do this, I myself have come to your help by bringing you a garment. As your soul wears it, you will acquire courage and fortitude so as to fear nothing." Having said this, from within her mantle she pulled out a garment woven with gold, streaked with various colors, and she clothed my soul. Then she gave me her son, telling me, "And now, as a pledge of my love, I place my dearest son in your custody, that you may keep him, love him and content him in everything. Try to act in my stead, so that, as he finds all his contentment in you, the discontent that all the others give him may not cause him too much pain." Who can say how happy and strengthened I was, clothed with that garment and with the loving pledge in my arms? Greater happiness I could certainly not desire. Then the Queen Mama disappeared, and I remained with my sweet Jesus. We went round the earth a little bit, and among the many encounters, we met a soul who was prey to despair. Having compassion for her, we drew near her, and Jesus wanted me to speak to her, to make her comprehend the evil she was doing. Through a light which Jesus himself infused in me, I said to her, "The most salutary and efficacious medicine in the saddest encounters of life is resignation. By despairing, instead of taking the medicine, you are taking the poison with which to kill your soul. Don't you know that the most appropriate remedy for all evils, the main thing that renders us noble, divinizes us, makes us similar to our Lord, and has the virtue of converting the very bitternesses into sweetness, is resignation? What was the life of Jesus upon earth if not continuing the will of the Father? And while he was on earth, he was united with the Father in heaven. The same for a resigned soul, while living on earth, her heart and will are united with God in heaven. Can there be anything more dear and desirable than this?" As though stirred, that soul began to calm herself, and Jesus and I, together, withdrew. May everything be for the glory of God, and may he be always blessed.